Good afternoon. Welcome to Mass this beautiful day as we gather in the Lord's presence. Reading from the book of Haggai, we start today where God says, "Build the house where I may take pleasure in it." Throughout the Old Testament, there are many stories where God urges his leaders, the priests, the people, to come together to build a place worthy of God, where God can dwell amongst his people. In this beautiful church, in all the churches that we celebrate the mystery of the Eucharist, God is there with us. God is here with us in the living and breathing of the community, in the physical structure of the building. And here we come to worship God. And in this place, God takes delight in his people. God sees the efforts that we make. God sees our struggle also and our difficulties, our worries, our cares, our concerns. But he delights in us that we choose to come to him, to seek him out, and to be one with him. In the gospel, we hear now Herod the Tetrarch, having heard about Jesus and is greatly perplexed, says the gospel, about what was happening. They don't know who Jesus is. So Herod says, "Well, who is this?" And that is his disciples say, "Well, some say it's John, or others Elijah, or another one of the great prophets." And he says, "Well, it can't be John, because I beheaded him, or I ordered him to be killed in there in jail." And it says, Herod kept trying to see him. If you read into the scriptures, you can see how there is this complexity in the mind of Herod about who Jesus really is, trying to understand him, trying to rationalize what is taking place, especially when they hear that references to Jesus as king or as the Son of God or the Son of Man. Those titles didn't sit well with Herod. And we know eventually in the Passion narratives how Herod and Pontius Pilate and all the rest decide in their own way then to get rid of Jesus, to crucify him. But that's all in accordance with God's plan. The crucifixion will lead to the resurrection and the glory of Jesus. And so we come to the Lord's table today, hoping that in our own way, in our own hearts, we want to see him. In a few moments, I will raise that sacred host that has been consecrated, that is the body and blood of Jesus. You and I get to see him. We go to the Adoration Chapel, and there he is waiting for us. We can see him. And he sees us. And he knows our needs, but he wants us to reveal them to him so that he can help us in our journey. Today is also the feast of a devotion that has been made popular by Pope Francis. It is the feast of Our Lady, the Untier of Knots. Some of you may have heard about it. It's a beautiful prayer of devotion, asking God ultimately through the intercession of Mary to untie those knots that we somehow have allowed to become part of us. And we don't know what to do with them. They literally tie us up. They restrain us. They take away our freedom. But this beautiful devotion, which you can get on the internet at any Catholic bookstore, you can order it from any Catholic online, it's a beautiful devotion to take your time and go through it and to ask for that freedom that the untying of those knots achieves. So let us ask God to be with us in all things, not to allow ourselves to be tied up, but to allow God to set us free, to loosen those knots, to untie those bonds, whatever they may be, so that we can come into God's house always in a spirit of freedom, that here we will encounter that God delights in his people, and we won't have to search for God, because this is where we will meet him, and this is where we will see him.